This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
And checking in with State Representative Christine Goodwin, cover a number of topics. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to be here. Nice to be home and in studio today.
Well, talk about some of the things that are going on. I guess, first of all, you mentioned it as you walked in this morning, watching the smoke as you came up the valley this morning.
Yeah. Yes, we've got some pretty serious fires. We just had a briefing yesterday with ODF and the Oregon State Fire Marshal, and what their where the fires are and what their priorities are. And the new model that they're using more frequently is an immediate response model, which they send their assets more quickly, move them around, and are able to be more flexible in firefighting. But the two priorities that they have identified is the Lookout Fire, which is up Tokidi. It's on the ridge of the Tokidi Golf Course, the Blue River area. And sadly, that is burning OSU research forest. So old growth timber in there, very rugged terrain. So they're having a very difficult time with that fire, and that's moving south and west. And the Bedrock Fire, which has been going on, that's upper Fall Creek. That's burned about 22,000 acres, and that's still with this intense fire, you know, threat that we're under right now with this intense heat, and this heat dome has them very concerned. The Flat Fire that's south of us, right, in the Agnes area, Illinois, Rogue River, which my husband and I are supposed to be going to this weekend. I'm not sure whether we'll be able to. That is 59% contained. But they have that as a third priority in firefighting.
Well, a lot going on, although honestly, with the current weather pattern, I'm sure they're worried about it getting worse.
Yes, and most of these fires are in very rugged terrain, so very difficult to fight. They do have 24-hour crews, you know, so they're staying on them. And there does seem to be a really good coordination with ODF and with Oregon State Fire Marshal. So they're able to really move their assets and battle the fires where needed. They don't wait for the big, you know, it used to be the conflagration model where they wait till they're very large and disastrous. So
do you feel that they have moved in the right direction?
I do. Yeah, I felt the briefing was really helpful. I felt very confident. They, of course, they're appealing to legislators about the resources and the funding and what they've done with funding and how they are using that. And it's just a major concern for Oregonians that our forests are burning up.
So in the summertime, in the interim between sessions, talk about schedule-wise some of the things you've been doing. I'm sure there's still committee meetings going on.
Well, yes, we just ended, of course, 6 months of session, January through June, and now interim is the time where we get to go out into our communities and really just talk to the folks, tell them what happened in session, answer their questions about legislation, find out what their concerns are, what their key issues are, participate in community events. I have been all of my district is southern Douglas County down to Central Point. So I've been down in Central Point for their July 1st parade. I've been, their July 4th parade. I've been meeting with city officials in communities. I'm starting my town halls, honored the Big Tree Farmer Awards this weekend, went to the Jackson County Stockman's Cattleman Picnic. So this is fun for me. This is where I get to get out with the folks and hear what their concerns are. Because the concerns in Salem, in example, which seemed to be from the Democrats nothing but racism and climate alarmism, what the people are telling us is they're concerned about homelessness, they're concerned about public safety, and they're concerned about inflation.
So you mentioned the town halls, and those are getting started tonight, right?
Yeah, so I have one of my first official town halls in Glendale. And no elected official has actually done a town hall there for 8 years. So ought to be interesting. And then next week, we will have the big town hall in Roseburg, and that's with Rep. Osborne. So Rep. Osborne, House District 2, and Court Boy, Rep. Boyce, and the three of us share Douglas County. And our the Senator, David Brock Smith, will be there as well. So he has, he actually, each senator has two districts that they service, and Senator Brock Smith works with Court Boyce and Virgil Osborne. My senator actually is Art Robinson.
Now, the Roseburg meeting, where is that going to be at?
That is at the City Hall Chambers, and the four of us will be there. I'm expecting a good audience. I think people have a lot of concerns, and we're looking forward to that.
And you're going out to other areas to the south as well, too, right?
I am, yes. Rogue River is one of my communities, Little Gold Hill. I'm going to be in Canyonville and Riddle, of course. And so my scheduler is keeping me quite busy.
And do you, being in the legislature for a while now, are you ever surprised at just how busy your schedule always seems to be?
You know, it is a surprise. I knew session would be intense, but that was really intense because we have 14 committees that are, first of all, 3,000 bills were introduced. And then they have to go through the committee, 14 committees. Six of the committees are very large, like I'm vice chair on behavioral health, healthcare. So they combined, those were two large committees, and they combined those. Business and labor and economic development, judiciary, those are all really large committees, climate, energy, and environment. So we're in committee meetings all week long. We also serve on joint ways and means subcommittees. So an example, I'm dealing with two of the biggest agencies in the state, Oregon Health Authority and Department of Human Services.
And with your kind of medical connection background, it seems like you're particularly interested in that.
Yes, and because of having, you know, the provider point of view, having my husband be an eye care provider, my caucus wanted me to move from the Natural Resource Committee, the Climate Natural Resources, to that committee. And yes, I'm learning a lot about big picture hospitals, pharmacies, CCOs, the redetermination process, the basic health plan. There's still a big movement for a single pay system, which has a $22 billion price tag. So that's not going to happen anytime soon. And by the way, I don't know if listeners really know what their government spends, what their state government spends. We have a revenue of about $112 billion. Now, that forecast will be updated at the end of August. But 23% of that money is state income tax. 34% of that money is federal money, which means they have conditions, right? There's always strings attached to federal money. You usually have waivers, criteria. We see a lot of that in healthcare. 41% are other taxes, which are dedicated to specific purposes, and only 1.3% is lottery.
Wow. Anything else you want to share with folks in the last minute or so?
Oh, just, you know, I have sent out a mailer to my constituents, and I do an overview of end of session of the bills. I want folks to know that they can reach out to my office or to Rep. Osborne, Rep. Boyce, and ask questions about specific legislation. That's what we're there for. Help them sort that out. A lot of this legislation is very complicated. It goes through a complicated process of amendments and rules, but we are available to you to answer your questions.
All right, State Representative Christine Goodwin. And again, the Roseburg Town Hall, that one is on next Tuesday, right?
Yes. All right. 6 o'clock.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.